You know, there's a blogger whose name is Laura, and she tells this story. She says, I grew up in what looked like a happy all-American household. 8 children, a dutiful housewife for a mother, a father who was both a janitor at my school and a member of the Knights of Columbus and American Legion. However, in the background, terror lurked. My father verbally and physically abused, terrorized us every day. Even after growing up, taking my life back and moving across the country, I still wore my victim story like a badge. She says the subtext of everything I ever shared about my childhood was that I am so screwed up because of my father. Then she writes, some years ago, I was having lunch in Los Angeles with my friend Paul, going over all the horrible things that had happened to me in my life. Suddenly, Paul said to me, Laura, how long are you going to tell that story and be a victim of that story? She said, I was shocked. I responded, you don't understand. The man, my father, tried to ruin my life. You don't understand what hell I've been through. You just don't understand. And he said, I understand. I just want to know how long you are going to tell that story. Fortunately, beneath my initial reaction, she said, I knew he was right. It was at that moment that I realized I'd been going through my life thinking I was earning purple hearts for having the worst childhood story. The truth was that my story was holding me back from healing. I had a sad core belief that my story made me friends by getting people to pity me. In reality, I was defining myself only by my pain and was actually pushing people away. My suffering was leading me nowhere. She says, in telling the story over and over again, it kept her stuck in the story. So she ends her blog with a symbol of being like tying yourself to a tree. And if you try to walk away, the rope keeps stopping you. And if you have a dozen grievances about your life in the past, it's like being tied to dozen trees. She concludes that it's time to untie yourself from the tree. So from the story, that Laura must have been Catholic first, because obviously she has Catholic roots, with her father in the Knights of Columbus and having 8 children in the family. But from the website that she has wrote in, it seems that she must no longer be Catholic or consider herself Catholic. But like we all know, once you're Catholic, you're always Catholic, right? So you don't know, but I really don't know. But from her story, you can see that she still has very Catholic themes. You know, they're embedded within her. So I was struck by 2, and I'll share those 2 with you. First is the retelling of the story of what happened. And the second is being tied to a tree. You should see where I'm going with this. The first, the importance of retelling the story. These past days, we have been retelling the story of Jesus. And for us, it's important to retell the story of what happened to Jesus. But there are 2 effects that can come from retelling a story. And the first is like Laura, to be stuck in the story, to say it over and over again just to gain pity merits. And maybe you can't stop telling the story of like an ex-spouse who treated you so badly. And every time you repeat the story, you feel the emotions again and again, like it just happened. Sometimes if you tell it even more, you start feeling even more anger and hatred. Maybe it was an event at work or a betrayal of a friend or something that happened to you that was just unjust. And you just tell the story over and over again to anybody who's willing to give you a moment to listen to you. And unconsciously, you want to make sure that everybody knows. And in that way, the story is kept alive. But we as Catholics, though, retelling the story of Jesus, we also want to keep it alive. But the story we tell of Jesus, Catholics will never end with just the Good Friday. We don't tell it without talking about Easter. In the retelling of the story, we remember the new life. And that's why you're here this morning. The story doesn't end in death or hurt or pain, but in resurrection, in new life, in a way forward in faith. We retell the story so that on Easter Sunday, we hear the freedom from sin and death, the new life we're called into going as we go through the cross. And some people are just stuck in their lives because they just keep the certain stories alive and they repeat them over and over again, never free from the effects. So the anger and the hurt and the sadness stay alive and fresh the day that it happened. And this leads me to the second part of Laura's blog. She saw that in the story, she was like being tied to a tree. And we say that Jesus hung on a tree or the cross, but he was taken down. He didn't stay on the cross. We don't end the story that way, just on the cross. But he was placed in the tomb, and today we say that through the tomb, it led to the resurrection. And God is the author of life, and he brings life even out of ashes and death, pain, sorrow, and hurt. But as I say each Easter, a resurrection is not a resuscitation. It's not bringing the person back to life, you know, to the old way of life. But a resurrection is a way forward to a new life. A life that walks through the cross and the pain and the death, through the story of difficulty and pain to a new life that could never have been known, never have been realized ever without passing through the cross. So like Jesus, who was taken down from the cross and placed in the tomb, we have to untie ourselves from the cross or the tree and pass through the tomb of death to new life. So when the two Marys, it was said, that went to the tomb, the angel told them, he is not here. When Peter and John went to the tomb, they found him not there anymore. But the instructions was to go out and tell the world what the Father has done to his Son, Jesus Christ. The old has passed away, and there is no need to hang on to any of it because it would only have kept Jesus back. Instead, we watch Jesus appear to the apostles and to help them to leave the betrayal of Judas, the denial of Peter, the pain of the crucifixion, and all that in the past, and move now to the offer of grace, the offer of forgiveness, and reconciliation and freedom. The offer of new life to those who no longer want to stay in their sins or in their anger or in their hurt. Jesus has passed over from sin to death to reconciliation and new life and to the gift that he offers you and me on this day. This time, it's time to kind of take off the chains that have held us back. Let go of the baggage that we carry around and to get out of the garbage that we are in and move forward and beyond the what might have been, could have been, should have been. You know, Jesus didn't hang on to the old life, and we are called to let it go and to live the new life in Christ. You know, when I think of this pandemic that we've lived this last year, I was thinking that I really don't want to retell the story anymore of all the unjust things that I think took place with the crosses and the difficulty and the pain. But this Easter, with all of you here, we believe that Christ continues to work and the story isn't over. What we want to make sure of is that we don't go back to the old way of life. We don't go back to the way things were before, but to a new way and a new life, and maybe deeper faith, a more important faith. But for sure, Catholics don't end the story on Good Friday, like Laura. Like Laura did for so many years in pity. Maybe like so many of us in our lives, stuck at Good Friday or tied to a tree and leaving out the part that God continues to work. And he works all the way up to the end of the story. The end of the story, which is Easter for all of us. And that, my friends, is what an unbelieving world finds so unbelievable.